Hey there, and welcome to Your Utah. I'm Taylor Powers, that's Ethan Millard, bringing you all things on the Wasatch Front. And today, even though Labor Day is over, summer is not over.
That's right.
And we experienced some things that you can do all the way through probably October or maybe even a little bit of November.
That's true. This was, for me at least, and it sounds like for you as well, a particularly successful Labor Day weekend.
Yeah. So I went up to Vernal and went mountain biking and camping. And before we get into that, we're going to talk about Ethan's weekend down in St. George,
yes.
Snow Canyon, and the highlight, the lava tubes.
Yes, it was a weekend of first experiences for me, and I totally loved it. So let me tell you, you may or may not be familiar with Snow Canyon. Snow Canyon is a state park. It's down outside of St. George. If you have not been, you need to go. St. George is just a couple of hours down I-15. So go down there and do it. And it is a beautiful Red Rock Canyon that you just roll right into. It's got a paved road that runs right through the center of it, so you don't have to worry about any kind of four-wheeling. But you really get out in just in that beautiful Red Rock
and White
area.
Rock.
And right, well, White Rock,
White
yeah.
Rock.
But it's just a classic Utah desert scene. It's a particularly beautiful stretch of desert. And one of the elements that they have there, they have what are called lava tubes. Now, lava tubes are underground caves that, back in the day, were a conduit for lava, molten lava, to flow up into Snow Canyon. And you can see the lava all around in one part of the park, lava fields all over the place.
That's so cool.
And then they've got these lava tubes. And so I guess in the formation, you know, you have the molten lava flowing up and forming that tube through the cooler rock. So it flows through.
Mm-hmm.
And then as the pressure dies down, it kind of recedes, then plugs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you can't follow them down to the center of the earth,
no.
But you can follow these lava tubes down as much as 100 yards.
That's so crazy.
And it really was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
so the road is paved all the way to the trailhead, and there is good parking at the trailhead. I didn't count them, but I bet there's more than a dozen parking spots at the trailhead. There are actually two trails right there. I took my three small children with me. They are 12, 10, and 7. And they did fine. It was 100 degrees out, but the trail's not long. It took us 10 to 15 minutes to get out to the first set of lava tubes. You can go a little farther to a second set.
Well, and the lava tubes are cool. They're caves, so
and that was
shaded.
That was the payoff for me.
Yeah.
You get down into those lava tubes, and you're underground.
That's, man, I want to go.
And so the temperature really falls. And you know, you're all sweaty. And so you get down in there, and it's kind of like going into an air-conditioned building.
Yeah.
It really was very, very neat. And it's you're going to run into people. It's a popular hike. But we were down there by ourselves alone. We probably had a half an hour, 45 minutes, just our group down there.
Yeah.
And it was just fantastic.
That's so cool.
We had so much fun. The spot that we went to, there were a couple of different ways in. And then there was a large cavern that, you know, you could frankly put a house in. And then there was a smaller tube that ran off the other direction. And that was fun to follow as well because it kind of zigzags around, you know. It's really neat.
So this is a state park. Does that mean that there was a fee area?
Yes. You are, in fact, I've got the fees right here. The fee is $6 per vehicle up to 8 people. That's the day use.
Mm-hmm.
If seniors get a discount, for example, if you're rolling in there on your bike, which a lot of people do, they'll park outside the park and then ride the bike in. That's $4.
$4 per person?
Per person, yep. And, update people, $4 update
oh, okay.
people, pardon me.
Cool.
So you still get, it's still cheap.
Yeah.
If you want to camp there, and again, this is not a wilderness area. So this is a fully manicured experience.
Yeah.
So they've got hookup and non-hookup sites. The non-hookup sites are $20 per night. The hookup sites, so if you've got an RV, it's a great spot for RVing, $25 per night. And it's a compact park. So what I think is, from what I could tell, the best thing to do is if you went and you rolled up and you claimed a spot, got a little spot, camping spot, and then ride bikes to the different trailheads.
Yeah.
There are hiking trails, cycling trails. There is some canyoneering, and there is some climbing. And in the area also are a lot of guides. So you can go horseback riding. You do guided climbing, guided hiking, guided horseback riding. If you've never done these things before and you want, you know, an experienced person to be with you in the area, in the St. George area, a lot of guides that specialize in Snow Canyon State Park.
Cool.
And it is really, really neat.
It sounds like it. And it looks like it. Ethan showed me the pictures. And if you're not convinced just by listening to this, then Google some of the pictures of Snow Canyon State Park. It looks phenomenal.
Yeah, it really is. It's a classic Utah scene. And I mentioned the lava tubes. Mm-hmm. It was a new experience for me. But that's just one of, you know, a billion different things you can do at that park.
Yeah.
So there are some permits. So for some of the climbing routes, some of the canyoneering spots, some of the slot canyons,
right,
there are permits required. Just because it's, you know, it's just outside of St. George, so
yeah,
it gets used.
How far away is it from St. George?
It's on the other side of Ivins. So it is, let me see. So from Bluff Street, it is about 15 miles, maybe.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So if you're in St. George, you want to do a day trip or, you know, staying in St. George for the weekend.
Yeah. So there you go. Lava tubes at Snow Canyon. Should we grab a break?
Let's do it.
And talk about cycling in Vernal?
Mm-hmm.
All right. When we come back, we'll talk about Taylor's weekend, opening up some new routes in Vernal, Utah. If you've never thought about going to, you know, a lot of people go to Vernal for the dinosaurs.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever gone to Vernal for the camping and the cycling?
I've never been to Vernal before, so.
You may want to try it. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Your Utah. So we chatted a little bit about Snow Canyon. That was great. Taylor's going to take us to her weekend. And, you know, maybe this is going to be a great option for you if you're looking for some fun stuff to do in the coming months while it's still really warm, while you can get out there and do these things. We still have a lot of distance to go in the summer and the fall, the really warm weather here. So, Taylor, take us to Vernal.
All right. Yeah, this was a very spontaneous trip. We wanted to go biking, and on Sunday, we decided, why don't we just go camping? We don't have work on Monday. So we decided to drive up to Vernal. We had heard from friends that they had good biking, and we just completely wung it. And it was
really?
It was great. Yeah, we drove up there, stopped at Strawberry Reservoir to take a dip before finishing the drive.
It was a hot weekend.
It was a hot weekend. And so we found where we wanted to go biking, which was all just in the National Forest area, kind of just west of Vernal. So we didn't actually go all the way into Vernal.
Right.
And so it's all public land, so we could camp pretty much anywhere we wanted.
And you know what? The public lands are the best for last-minute trips.
Yes.
You don't have to call ahead.
Nope.
You just show up.
And we were so lucky. We wanted to camp next to the place where we were going to bike.
Okay.
So we went to the place we were going to bike. And then from there, we kept going on the road until we found some different turnoffs, went and looked at sites. We saw two cars that first night.
You're
saw
kidding.
One at the trailhead and then one other person camping. And then we decided to keep going. And then we saw some antelope. That was really cool.
I
don't know if you've
awesome.
Ever seen antelope up close. They're really magnificent.
Well, you know, within 50 yards. You know?
Yeah. And so then we found a kind of an off trail, you know, 4x4. So we took that out and we just kept going. We probably drove, I don't know, 40 minutes maybe. And it was so worth it. We found a spot that overlooked the entire valley. We got way up high on this bluff and pretty much a cliff. It was stunning. So we got there, we were able to have dinner, watch the sunset, we didn't even need our sleeping bags.
Really? It stayed that warm?
It stayed so warm. I think it dropped below 60 for maybe an hour at around 6 a.m.
Yeah.
But through the night, it was probably in the low 70s, high 60s.
Which is too warm for a sleeping bag.
Way too warm.
Yeah.
It was great. One thing to be warned of, through the night, I heard coyote howling a lot of it. And and it might not be coyotes because in the morning we saw a wild dog. So it may just be a pack of wild dogs that, you know, they're just looking for scraps.
Yeah. Well, when it comes to camping, I guess it's half a dozen of one and six of the other, you know.
Yeah,
whether it's whether it's wild dogs or coyotes, you got to keep your garbage up.
Exactly.
Off the ground.
Yeah. So you want to make sure that if you're camping out there, you know, you're leaving no trace, you're taking care of your campsite and hanging your garbage up and making sure food is kept out of the area because you don't want those guys getting into your site.
No. Yeah.
We even saw one in the morning when we woke up. We had binoculars and he was sitting out watching the sunrise out on one of these cliffs. I like to think he was watching the sunrise, but I think he was looking at us. Just staring at us, waiting for us to leave.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. And then in the morning, we got up with the sunrise and drove to the trailhead or the parking spot for all the biking, which was McCoy Flats.
McCoy Flats.
Yeah.
Okay. So you were camped. So then just a couple of miles from
LaCroix Flat? McCoy Flats. And McCoy Flats was great. They had a ton of different variety for mountain biking. They had really beginner trails, intermediate, a mix between blue and black, and then some black ones as well.
Are they marked, or do you kind of have to have
They are so well marked.
You're kidding.
So well marked, yeah. For any fork, they have a big rock that's carved into or painted and tells you which way to go. It was really, really nice to have.
That's great.
So we biked for probably 4 hours in the morning, and it was brutally hot. And so by the time we were done, we went back to Strawberry and
get in the water.
Hung out in the water the rest of the day, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was a good time.
That seems like it. Well, that's awesome to have those trails so well marked.
Oh, yeah. I'd recommend it.
But, yeah. All right. Well, good. Hey, good public lands camp out, man. There's nothing better than that.
Yeah.
You just go pick your spot. Mm-hmm. Just make sure that no one knows you were there.
Yeah. Leave no trace. And if you can, leave it better than when you showed up.
Yeah. Pick up any garbage. Kick apart your fire ring. Mm-hmm. Bury the ashes.
Yep.
And so that people driving by, they'll never know anyone camped there.
Never know.
That's the trick. That's the trick. Because public lands are great, but if people abuse them, then they start getting closed off and sectioned away, and we lose access.
So exactly.
As long as everyone's staying cool,
then
we'll be able to keep that going. So,
yep.
All right, a couple of really good options.
Really good options for the end of summer and fall season because it's still hot in Utah, and both of these places were really, really hot this past weekend.
Yeah.
So plenty of time left to check them out, get into mountain biking, and hit up the lava tubes. I'm going to check that out for sure. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. We hope that you get out there and enjoy your Utah.